Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The last lighthouse keeper in the U.S. tends the Boston Light Beacon. It's on craggy Little Brewster Island in outer Boston Harbor. After two decades on the job, Sally Snowman plans to retire this month at age 72. Boston Light will be sold to a private owner who will be required to preserve the lighthouse. She and I spoke on land at the Hull Lifesaving Museum. Snowman wore one of the costumes she dons during tours on the island, made up of handmade clothing in the style of the 18th century when the lighthouse was built.
Boston Light being the first established light station in colonial America, the reason why it's where it is, because that's the turning point. They have to miss Boston Light, the island, to come into Boston. There's original logs to describe what some of the rescues were like and how many people they saved.
That was before your time. So when you got there, it sounds like it was more about taking care of the grounds and the lighthouse itself.
Exactly. In fact, because it was totally automated in 1998, you didn't have to have anybody out there. The reason why it was staying manned was because there was a congressional law that said because it was the first established light station in colonial America, it shall remain manned.
Once you got there, how did you adapt to life on the island?
Because I thought it was only going to be a 1.5 year to 2 year, I never wanted to get settled into it. But every year that I was on the island, the heartstrings connected a little bit more. So it's bittersweet. I know that the transfer is going to happen. I was aware of that back in 2003. But will I miss it? Am I missing it? Yes.
Climate change accelerated so much during the last 20 years. So what have you seen change in your time as keeper?
The tides. We have more 13-foot tides than we did 29 years ago. We have storms. More and more storms are getting stronger. And that's why 2018 was my last time that I could live out there because of the damage that was done.
I read about the erosion under the cliff that the lighthouse is on. Are you worried that the island itself is at risk?
They've had different scientists come out to Little Brewster Island to answer your question. And it's a mixed bag. And the thing is, for me, it's a crapshoot.
Do you think something is lost when there isn't, a traditional keeper on the island taking care of things?
Not necessarily, because the Coast Guard's mission is to have all their lighthouses transferred. There's not-for-profit agencies that have taken them. Sometimes the state takes them. Another federal agency, like the Park Service, takes them. So there's a wide variety of constituencies out there that are so much better at maintaining these land sites and landmarks than the Coast Guard.
But what about just the culture of keepers? You're the last one. I mean, there are books, there are movies, there are songs about being a lighthouse keeper. Are we going to lose something when the last lightkeeper retires?
Well, these new owners are doing a fabulous job in maintaining them. And they're telling the story. And many of them will dress up in costume to tell that story. So what we're doing is just turning a new page. I believe we are all beacons of light. We are all lighthouses from our heart space. So for me to be out there for 20 years, my energy is going to be out there. It's there.
Sally Snowman retires this month after two decades as the lighthouse keeper for Boston Light. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the invitation.